the long ball seemed to do you in. And it's a team, and Great Bend only had six homers coming into the game. They had four in the doubleheader. What were they doing to capitalize on mistakes?
With Abby, she was throwing a rise ball really well. You know, obviously she owned them the first couple innings, and then, you know, I think she got a little fatigued. Anytime you're a rise ball pitcher, if your rise doesn't work, well, it's going to go out. Proud of the way she fought, just the way the ball rolls sometimes.
On the seventh inning, you were down by three runs. You get the first run when you had a double steal, and Coronis scores. But then Abby Dart helps her own cause with a two-run homer. She leads the team in homers with five, but to have your team down by three and the first time you've been tested this year and to come back, even if you lose in the game, what does that tell you about your team?
When I went out to talk to him after both the games, I said, you know, I can look at this two ways. I can sit here and talk to you about, you know, what we did wrong and this is what we did and this is why we didn't win, but ultimately, what it was about is my girls never gave up. You know, the girls kept battling back. And for female athletes, you know, I think it's more important for them to understand and have the confidence in themselves. I think when you're coaching sports, that's what you're trying to get them to do. And these girls never gave up. More important to me is that those girls showed resilience and fight and confidence in themselves. And even though we didn't win today, I'm super proud with how they fought back and played.
How much has it hurt about the conference?
Well,
how much of it is a disappointment?
I don't know if it's a disappointment. I think the girls, you know, obviously we all came in and that's what we wanted. And ultimately, both those games could have went either way. You know, it was their day. It fell their way both times because, you know, they made mistakes. We just ended up on top. So even though it hurts us for WAC, I'll take that any day when we go down to regionals and we've had that team and we've faced them and we've gotten that kind of competition. So